Blog Talk Radio. One more chance. We are live, y'all. It is Praise Break Friday, July the 21st, 2017. And Take No Limits Off is on the air late, but live from your West Side Studios, located Yeah, late but live. Hey, yeah, yeah. Late but live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you today. I'm tired, back hurt. I feel like I've been in a fight. I really don't understand. But in the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King, alongside my sister in ministry, the one, the only, Daria Zahora Sprangfield. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent.
I know your back hurting all that, but
man,
you know,
I tried to.
You still alive?
And then I tried to run up the stairs. I'm like, what are you doing?
You ain't try your deal.
I know, right?
You hit some stairs.
I'll be trying to come up in here
That's
quickly.
Why I walk up and sit. I can't run.
With the like this. You can't.
I can't run.
I try to come like the spirit quicken in the.
Okay. you ain't going to catch me running.
Okay. Not even when you're trying to cross the street, you know, you just wait until all the traffic is done.
Or they'll be mad.
Because you're going
to. Because I walk.
You're going to do the grandma. You're one of the people that go against the light, are you? Oh, so you.
That's why I just drive. I don't like crossing the street.
Okay.
Because I don't do well with that. You got to know what you're good at. I'm not good at crossing the street. I'm not good at crossing the street.
We're going to have a word of prayer.
I'm
early.
Not good at crossing the street.
We're going to have an early good word of prayer.
I don't do that well. You need to know what you can do well. I cannot cross the street well.
Help us, Lord. Anyway, if you want to be a part of today's show, this is what you do. I want to give y'all the rundown real quick. I can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, it's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so we simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, you can email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. I haven't read an email over the air in a while. We'd love to hear from y'all. I know y'all be busy, but, you know, come on, send your emails. We'd love to read them anyhow. Also, the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Ustream. Yep, that's us. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Simply do a search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you can find us there. Also, Facebook Live. Facebook, same page. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Love to have you join and take part in that. And then last but not least, the podcast. You can follow the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast by simply going to any of your podcasts or your blogger mediums, whether it be Stitcher, Blogger, Blog Talk. You can even go to Blog Talk Radio, or you can even go to iTunes. Yes, we are on iTunes. You can download every show on iTunes. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Real quick, before I go any further, a big shout out to our own Pastor Cornelius Parks, who was on 1390 today is Friday, right? So it was Wednesday. He was on 1390 about his Heal the Hood.
Okay.
His Heal the Hood initiative that he has going on over on the south side of Chicago, going to be in Washington Park. I'll give you all some more details on that. But he was on Wednesday afternoon, actually. So it was actually pretty good to have. That was good to see him on there. And then I believe he was also on WGCI. I believe maybe it was yesterday. But he was also on WGCI again on yesterday about the Heal the Hood initiative. So we definitely want to give kudos out to him, his partners, and the First Bethel family over there on the south side of Chicago doing big things.
Amen.
Love it. Exactly. It's good when you see your own out there getting some well-deserved kudos.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, let me speak to all the people in the room. Some of y'all names have already disappeared. I can't see you. Shirley, his baby girl. Y'all be killing me. Yolanda King, I see you. Lucille. Lucille Griffin. She must be with you. Cornelius Parks. Mary McNair. God bless you. She's got her own program, Lucille Griffin. Hi, Morning Glory with Evangelist Lucille Griffin on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, all right, Morning Glory. What day is your show? Come on, we have to check you out.
Yeah, I don't even see that over here, so that's
awesome. Yeah, you got to scroll up.
Yeah, you there she go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, you go up to get the most recent ones, and you go back. You got to go down. Yeah, on that side.
I see you.
Cornelius Parks, I see you, Doc. Daniel Jones, what's up, man? Still waiting to get you in this chair, man. I don't know what you're waiting on.
Hey, brother.
Melissa Brown, you know Danny Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But that's a boy. I told you how he came over and cut up at our church.
In revival together in April.
Ooh, that's that boy. He
cut up at that revival. Last night he was closing,
I'm still trying to tell you, that dude said, I'm finna tad up now because I got it written down in my iPad. But he said, change. Wait a minute, I'm going to mess it up. It was perception,
uh-huh.
perspective,
uh-huh.
and position.
Ooh.
Now, I ain't got the order right, but I remember. I was all in there. But my God,
and
he preached that thing.
Was his wife?
On that organ.
On the organ.
On that organ.
Let me say,
that
girl.
Oh, yeah.
My girl. That girl.
That girl.
That G-U-A. That girl can play.
Right.
She got the oil.
Look, that little bitty old thing, as Pastor Henderson, that little bitty old thing can tap that organ.
And that little boy on them drums.
And she put me, she put my argument to shame, though.
Oh, Lord.
You remember the argument about organ players. Right.
Ooh.
She put my whole, and somebody brought that to my attention.
She just destroyed all
somebody
of that.
Brought that to my attention after he got done preaching.
She
they say,
plus size.
Right, right. I said, but she got a plus size spirit.
Uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
what it is. She has a
he
plus.
He helped you out with,
hey, God.
With his point.
Right. Where he at? Hold on. Let me see where they at. Yeah, shift your position. Change your position. Come on now.
You preaching.
Man, look here. Don't get me started.
You collecting offerings still?
Man, look here. Look here. He gave us that thing.
My God.
And that was on that Friday night. He blessed us with that thing. And then he said, lean into it. My God. He said, I thought he was going to fall off that stage.
He think I was going
to. I had to grab him by the back of his belt. I said, look, we ain't got no insurance. Come on back up.
You know what?
Our insurance policy don't cover guest preachers. Come on back in here. Look.
Like,
what? I'm trying to help out.
He's an awesome man of
oh
God.
Oh my God.
He's doing a great job in his church with his youth as
man,
well.
Man, he blessed me
yes.
with that thing. God, my God. But yeah, but his wife, your wife got a she got a big girl organ player anointing. Let me go and put that out
please.
There right now. She got a 300-pound anointing. My God on the huh? You done woke up. I'm trying to tell y'all that little girl, I can't help it. That little girl's over there and she has no facial expressions whatsoever. None. Like she don't care nothing about it. I don't care what y'all see. I don't care what y'all look. I'm just playing for the Lord.
Yeah. No, with a T, the Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah.
My God.
She is something else.
If she ain't ever played at y'all church, y'all just need to call in. I forget that she does not really play at First Baptist. Because they got a bunch of folk over there.
Uh-huh.
So she only plays, like, I guess, if he's preaching.
Okay.
But I was like, because she plays somewhere else. I'm like, oh, my God. But she's
cold-blooded.
She cold-blooded on them. Look, I love me a good organ player.
I'm just saying, he's raising up a band in his house. His toddler.
Right, he's going to be ready.
That little boy be playing.
By the time he get him a church. By the time the Lord called you to pastor, you ready. You ain't got to.
He got the little tune in his throat.
Oh, he already got that.
He got
I
said so.
He already raspy.
We talking like he ain't just sitting here watching.
He all right.
We know you in the room.
Oh, God. I just say, my God. Yeah, he was. Ooh, it was something else. You just made me think about that all over again. My God. She bad, though.
Yes,
bad.
She is.
Anyway, I was still trying to speak to the people before I got distracted with messing with Danny Jones. where the rest of these people at? Let's see. Rosina Shannon. Good Lord, she must be from Mississippi. Rosina Shannon. Melissa Brown. Godson Wilson. What's going on, Red Team? Cynthia Young. Apostle David Azaka. And Devonna Caprice. Good Lord, what's going on? Austin in the house. Hey, what's going on? She said, hey, Dana. Mary McNair, good day from Mississippi, she say. Mississippi. Down here in Mississippi. Y'all ain't never seen the movie Life? Okay.
No, I only know M.I. Crooked Leather, Crooked
You
Leather.
Never saw the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and
no,
Martin
I always
Lawrence.
Fall asleep.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I keep saying I'm going to watch it from beginning to the end.
You must got that narcolepsy.
I
got
to take
got
a,
that narcolepsy
some
spirit.
Caffeine to watch.
Just be up talking about it. Then y'all know I was.
Yes, I fall asleep in a second.
No, I can't even go. Stella, Hattie, Reedy, William. These are your folk. I know these.
No, they're not.
How come they ain't?
I don't even see
Hattie, Reedy, William. Stella B.
Ooh. I saw Stella B. That's not me.
Shiantae Bulis. Yes. Got it right. Got it
That's
right. Latanya D. Rowe, Yolanda King, Anton. What's going on, Spank? Spank Little, Tiffany, I Love Jesus, Funches.
Oh.
My God. Keisha Yarbrough. I like the last. You always like the name Yarbrough.
It's a fun name.
Yarbrough. What did a group Yarbrough and people? Somebody help
know.
Me. My old not too saved saints. You know, y'all that ain't been, y'all ain't afraid to let the world know that y'all ain't always been saved. Wasn't it a group Yarbrough and people back in the day? I know you too young over
Yarbrough
here.
Yarbrough sound like a yogurt.
Yeah.
It would be a
you
great
know what?
Yogurt.
Lily and Vaughn, what's going on?
Hey, Miss Vaughn.
Ray Moses Sr. God bless you. Mary McNair, David M. What's up, David Love? What's going on? Let's see, Cedric Connor, some more Austin folk in the house. Pastor Angela L. Johnson, my twin, what's going on? Pat Hicks, my favorite alto, what's happening? Marquita Ewan, Shirley, his baby girl Williams explained to me what his baby girl means. I'm God's baby girl. She wanted to clear that up.
She called her out.
Because I said,
his baby girl.
I just wanted some clarification. She
got
clear,
you. She
I guess I should have known because she put that capital H on the his. That should have, you know, like in the Bible where he, that don't,
I
it wouldn't have mattered for you. All right. Tamala King, what's going on? Let's see. Angela Johnson, I wish I could play. My mama worked at Hammond Organ. Y'all know I was dreaming. You hear me? She said she wished she could play. Me too. Fitzgerald Hardy, what's going on, man? Dana Miller, I see you. Lawrence Little, that sleep demon. That's what he said. Lawrence Little, you got that sleep demon.
He's
yeah.
Hey, Lord.
And Gussie. I'm going to get it. See, Gussie funny acting. Because, see, we don't see Gussie during the week before you get here. Gussie, you know the show come on Mondays and Wednesdays, too.
I made that known.
Gussie. Ain't Gussie. I mean, look. Ain't.
Mm-hmm. You know she's typing to her response.
It's taking a little while. Right?
Get off my auntie.
Right. Let's see. Greena. Is that Greena Pryor? God bless you. Let's see who else we got. Mika Sunshine. What's going on? I got these old.
I like that name.
I got these old.
Mika.
Right. Mika, one of my former Comcast employees.
Oh.
God bless y'all. Y'all just be coming on
hey,
in here.
Hey, Sunshine.
Come on. In the room. Oh, let me not go there.
Y'all, bro, and people, don't stop the music.
Don't stop the music. Right. See? These folk know. See, these folk ain't out. You don't
these
know that song.
These folks not my age.
You don't know. What you trying to say?
They seasoned.
What you know? See, you trying. I felt some kind of way when you.
Don't feel no kind of way.
No, you kind of. But you was kind of.
Remember when we know our limits? When we know what we. I don't know.
I know some of your music. Well, I forgot you super say. You don't listen to certain music. But
what you talking about? Name something.
Have you listened to the new Jay-Z album?
No.
See?
But I'm going to listen to it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
When?
You know
as soon as somebody gets it.
Right.
As soon as somebody give you access
right?
to their no.
He only got it on.
Title.
See.
As soon as somebody give you access to their title, mm-hmm. you don't. It ain't on that Fire Stick you got where you be watching.
I ain't tried. Let me check that out. While you playing, you putting ideas in my young head.
Mm. I'm just asking a question. Gussie.
I'm asking for a friend.
Gussie say don't do me. She didn't see.
Auntie. It's like not nothing. I'll tell you.
I'm just saying, you know, it'd be nice to see your name pop up on a Monday or even a Wednesday. I'm just saying, because, you know, obviously you free on Friday around 12 o'clock. I could be wrong in making this assumption. I could be wrong. I'm not too proud to say I'm wrong. I'm just asking the question. I don't know what your palm pilot say. Your palm pilot might say you got to work Mondays and Wednesdays at 12, but I'm just asking under the assumption with the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, I'm just asking that you join us on a Monday sometime. And you too, Shiantae Bulis. I'm going to call out all your people.
Oh, she said she just finished her church and she started to stop.
She, you
must be Gussie.
Huh? I'm so glad we got security.
They weren't going to let her in the door.
Sure
I got to fight them to get in every week.
Ray Moses say, thank God for 48 years of playing keyboards in Chicago.
That's
you know,
the
I promise you we got a keyboard back there in that closet. Can I get a key? Anybody play keyboard want to just come play background during the show one day? Because we can plug it up.
He right around the corner. That's our musician. From
Ray Moses. Now, is he kin to... What's that other Moses? No, that's a different last name. That's Tyson. I'm sorry. Moses Tyson.
I was going to say the only Moses I know is from the Bible. That's about the only one I know.
Just like the only Zipporah I knew before you was from the Bible.
I met a Zipporah.
Did you?
Now listen, craziest thing. My sister's husband.
Oh God.
Has two children.
Uh-huh.
And the girl's name is Zipporah.
Uh-huh. And is that, was theirs also Bible based, or they was trying to be special? Because yours, I'm assuming, was biblical.
You already know. Bishop James Springfield Jr. said that girl there is Zipporah.
Did he hold you up out there like they did the Roots?
I don't know if he did me like that.
Behold, the only thing.
He did my niece. He did my niece like that for her dedication a few months ago.
I'm done.
He and dedicated her to the Lord.
What?
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Help us. Help
so he probably lifted me, too.
You got lifted out in the, you know, by the full moon.
Yeah.
Zipporah, is that what he called?
That's what my Uncle Lenny called me in Texas. Your name in the Bible is Zipporah.
Zipporah.
It started with, I'm like, okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank
bless
you.
The Lord. Bless the, well, look at God. Let me see who else joined in with us. Wait, Pat Hicks says season and well done.
Oh! But that sounds so eternal.
Now, season, I'm good with you on the season part, but Pat Hicks, you know how I feel about that well done. Y'all eating them burnt up steaks is just still stuck in my spirit. We did
how
it.
You like your steak?
Huh? How I like my steak?
Yeah.
Knock his horns off, wipe his behind, and give me some A1.
You like it like...
Knock his horns off, wipe his behind, and give me a little A1. That is.
Like raw?
Huh? Just what?
I'm scared.
I don't care if he's still in. Just a little bit.
Wait a minute.
I just want, if I'm cutting into it, just a little, if he's just moving a little, it ain't going to bother me none.
That is so scary.
What? Ain't nothing like
I can't say it's nasty because I've never had it like that.
I'm assuming you've only eaten dead. Y'all do know that the steak is already dead, right? When you go buy it at the store,
right.
It's dead already. You do,
and then you buy from the
you are aware
store
of
and
it.
Put it on your plate and eat it.
No. I let it chow on both sides about a good 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
7 minutes, depending on how thick it is. If it's on the grill, then you take a little longer.
Okay.
Right, but that is a wonderful steak. Do I got anybody can
but
testify?
But you're a steak person.
Anybody can testify about the goodness of a medium steak. Hey, God.
You just made that real church.
Huh?
And you testify.
Is it anybody listening?
No.
Is there anybody? I always want to say that. Is there... Just I know I be playing because when I'm preaching, the Spirit of God don't let me do that.
Yep.
See, he won't let me go because I just want to say anybody.
You will say
that's
that
Marvin
right
Wiley.
Now.
That's how Marvin Wiley will anybody you in a minute. Marvin Wiley could ask the question, is there anybody wearing black shoes in the congregation? Yes, God. He really could. He that cold with it. Marvin Wiley would say, is there anybody here? Then he'd be like, touch your neighbor. He'd say, okay, if that one look at you funny, then go look inside your other. High five your neighbor. Slap your neighbor. Did he say slap my neighbor?
I've heard that before.
He
slap
did.
Your
but
neighbor.
He, right. Slap your neighbor. Yeah, Marvin will take you.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Marvin will preach. You know, he country, for one. You know, he from some part of, I believe it's Arkansas. Y'all help me. Y'all know about Marvin E. Wiley at the Rock of Ages Church. The Rock of Ages Church. Pat Hicks, I know you like your steak still grunting. Right.
Somebody said your steak can crawl.
Huh? Not after I cut it.
That was Dana's steak can crawl away.
Not after I cut it.
That's hilarious.
Huh? You need to cut it. I'm sorry, what?
See, so one time somebody gave me a steak well done because that's all I ever heard my mama how she ordered hers.
That was burnt.
I said, take that back.
Let me tell you something right now. See, let me help y'all out, those of you who don't know no better. No, you on your own in my Michael McDonald voice. Shiante, y'all like, my steak got to have given up the ghost. It was dead when it was in the grocery store. He gave up the ghost on the farm. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all,
I agree.
The spirit left him. Huh?
What if it was a mad cow?
Huh?
And you ain't cook all the madness out.
Let me tell you something. All things are dead at 160 degrees internal. When the internal temperature reaches 160, that's
gone.
Medium. That's perfect. Huh? Perfect. Huh? Like prefect. Come on, somebody.
I can't.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help y'all in y'all diet.
You're helping me to understand.
I'm trying to help you understand. If you go to a, now I ain't talking about y'all that go to the Sizzler.
Right, right.
Is the Sizzler still open?
I don't even know.
Or the Ponderosa.
That's in the South. Do we even have those in Illinois?
We ain't got no vote.
Oh.
Or the, let me stay in y'all wheelhouse. Y'all Red Lobster folk. You know, y'all that go down to the Red Lobster.
I'm sleep.
Down to the, what's the other little generic steakhouse?
Outback.
Down to the Outback. That is that. Yeah. Those of you all who go down to the Outback, there you can get a well-done steak. They ain't got no problem.
If you go to the steakhouse, you can't get that.
Now, you go to a, how can we help you out? An STK, huh? Or an RPM steak, or Maggiano's, or maybe even Ruth. I don't know about Ruth Chris. I ain't. What's another steakhouse? Prime and Provision. Any of those places.
Uh-huh.
If you ask them to cook you a well-done steak, they're going to say, you need to get you a hamburger.
Are you serious?
Huh? They ain't going to do it. Because they know they're not bringing you the best. They're not bringing you that meat at its best if you ask for it at well done. They may give you medium well.
So the only time you want to hear well done is when God is saying it.
Huh? That's it.
That's the only well done you want to hear.
That's the only. Hey, my God. Girl, I almost shouted right there. That's
the only well done Dana won.
Hey, God, my back started to feel a little better.
I thought your back hurt.
It started to feel a little better. That's the only well done I want to hear is my
God. We going to leave it there.
And faithful.
Y'all better not ever say well done to Dana about no steak.
Hey, God. Not
unless
a...
we're telling. God said, well done, thou good and faithful.
I can go right there.
I was just trying to help the people out.
You better say something.
I'm trying to help them help you.
You better act like you know the Lord.
I know him.
Y'all better come on.
And a pardon.
Ha!
Uh-huh.
Come on now. Look. Hey.
I am so tickled. I was just trying to get clear.
Let me get my Sunday clap. That's my Sunday
I
clap.
Do it.
Just one. That's it. The one. That's my Sunday clap. Let me.
That's too funny.
Oh, God. Anyway. So, yeah, that's the, but seriously, you cannot, you got to, you know, you don't want no, you know, even with and we have a habit,
mm-hmm.
Black folk, of overcooking our meat and over, you know, like even with pork chops. Like, I know black folk that don't eat pork chops because the first thing they say is they dry. I don't like pork chops because they dry. And that's because somebody don't know how to cook.
Your meat not supposed to be dry.
Your meat ain't supposed to be like, right. Your meat ain't supposed to look like the sponge that's sitting on the sink from last night that, you know, you wrung it out and now it done dried up and got hard.
Oh,
that ain't what your meat supposed to look like when they put it on your plate. I mean, it's just the truth. It really is. See, and then let me give y'all a little example. Okay, so see, when you got well done steak. See, let me try to do the temperature because, see, people don't know how to do that. A lot of people don't use a thermometer, a cooking thermometer in the kitchen.
A lot of them don't even have them in
there. Right. Don't even have them in the kitchen. And they don't even know what to do with it. But here is the deal. Just X that out. Here is the deal on what you do. You can use your hand, see, because, you know, and touch the steak and tell the doneness by just touch.
Okay.
When you know what you're doing. Okay. So you got your hand open like this here, right? Okay. And then, now watch this. Now, put your thumb to your forefinger.
Okay.
Right? Open your hand.
The whole hand got to be open.
Put your thumb to your forefinger. Now, touch right here. See that? That's rare.
Right.
All right. Now, do the second finger. That's medium rare.
What?
Uh-huh. Now, do the third finger. That's well. And do this one here. That's well done. That's what you like right there. See that hard? See what I'm saying?
I don't like
but,
that.
But you see what I'm saying? That's how you, and the steaks feel the same way.
Oh, okay.
Huh? I just helped somebody right
I'm
there.
I'm going to be at the steakhouse like, can you make my steak? Y'all, I'm that kid. Excuse me, sir. Can you touch this? Can you make my steak feel like this when you bring it to me?
Dana, like, don't talk about Outback. I love that prime rib. But how do you like your prime rib? That's the problem. You might love their prime rib, but I love prime rib, and I have it finished off on the grill. You know what?
Wait, you get it from Outback, and then you finish it off on the grill?
No, she says she gets the prime rib from Outback, and then, you know, because prime rib is served like medium automatically, okay. But she gets hers, and she wants them to put it on the grill afterwards.
Oh.
She don't want to see. Some people don't want to see no red. They don't want to see. Right.
But I get a little red because that no red make me.
It's dry.
Dry.
It look like you eating gray meat.
And I be like.
Right. You eating the wall. Right.
Yeah. It's,
right.
It's you might as well. Turkey.
Right. You might well have got a cow off the side of the road that was trying to cross the street and kill it because that's about it. Gray is all outdoors.
I'm so done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, y'all, let me continue going on with what's happening around here. Anyway, I sent you an article this morning. Is the air on? I think it got hot. I sent you an article this morning about the shooting in Chicago. There was two shootings. There was one on the expressway last night on 31st and the Dan Ryan. Two cars shooting back and forth at each other.
Yes.
But I want to focus mainly on the one that I sent you about the Chicago police dispatcher.
World rage.
Who shot at a lady who had her kids in the car. Now, I don't know what.
Wait, the lady had kids in the car?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. She is a Chicago police dispatcher.
Yes.
But she shot. And we now because we talk about illegal guns, this is where I'd like to tell the difference. All these guns that you're shooting ain't illegal.
Right.
Because she's a Chicago police dispatcher, which means 9 times out of 10, she has a license to carry a gun.
Right.
Even though dispatchers don't get one because they're a dispatcher, but I'm going to assume that she went through the proper
channels
to get one. But you shooting at folk, and now you locked up the police dispatcher.
She was mad.
Yeah, and see, folks is real ignorant on the street these days. They really are, which is why I keep the word of God with me as I travel. Like my dear say.
Why?
Peace.
Why you?
Be still.
I knew it. It was coming. You paused too long.
Peace. Be still.
My peace.
Huh?
Is made.
Peace. Be still. Huh?
I'm just saying.
Don't you know? Y'all better act like it. She did. Must be medium well. Oh, okay. Y'all still on the steak. I'm going to pray for y'all.
They giving you, they got you steak lessons from.
Uh-huh. Right. We're going to do that. I'm going to start my own. If I have Darius Cooks on the show one day, we can talk about cooking steak.
Darius Williams,
you know. Anyway, but yeah, so the police people are shooting at folks.
But she, don't be saying these police people.
The dispatch folks. The people at the 911.
But that was another one in Michigan, the same thing. The man shot at the 8. Well, he killed her.
See what I'm saying?
This road rage is
and
real.
And it is all everywhere. Come through. Look, Shiante Bulee said, come through 380. She don't know what that is, Shiante. I'm going to let you explain that to her on your own time. A 380, that's a wonderful weapon.
She keeps guns.
Don't tell all her business on the air.
She does. She tell everybody.
Don't.
What's your line if I get to that bag? Ain't that that's her line?
Huh?
If you let me get to that bag. Okay, I ain't gonna tell no more of her
business.
Shiante,
I'm about to teach you how to do some stuff where you ain't got to get to your bag. You need to be ye also. Be ye also ready, huh? What?
That's her line.
Be ye also ready.
If I get to that bag.
Huh? So you got to get to the bag, though. See, I ain't got to ever get to the bag. I got to get to the car.
I'm so
be
done.
Ye also. Put on the whole armor. Hey! What?
Oh, what? Dana, okay. Too far.
What?
I'm back. Wait a minute.
What? Let me tell you. Let me tell you a quick story. You remember it was on the news and it was all over the internet a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in three different occasions. A dude walked up into a revival with a shot. It was a tent revival,
okay.
And he walked up the aisle and shot at the pastor of the church. And then the next one was the guy walked down the aisle and the pastor went to hug him and he stole on the pastor.
Okay.
And then the next one was what this man was messing with somebody's wife, but he came up and he shot at the preacher. So me and my pastor was sitting in my former pastor, because he's not pastor, but my former pastor, we were sitting in the pulpit and we were talking about it. And I said, Pastor, let me tell you something right now.
I'm scared.
I said, I don't know what you're doing outside, you know, because we don't, you know, whatever. I said, but I'm telling you right now, I ain't never finna be up here. Nobody gonna just randomly walk up.
Right.
To down this middle aisle. Because, you know, if your ushers is. Anyway, ain't nobody just finna be walking up down this aisle and just gonna walk up in here and go, mm-mm. That ain't gonna be what they say on the news.
What they gonna say?
What they gonna say on news is a person made an attempt to come down the aisle.
And Elder Dana.
And I'm gonna say, well, he was coming down the aisle that we had not yet opened up the doors of the church, and he was coming to be closer to Jesus. I was just helping him on the way.
Oh my, you expedited.
I was just
process.
Helping him expeditiously meet the Lord.
You
on
backfired
that day.
Him.
I'm just trying to help him on, huh? Help me on this journey.
Oh my goodness.
Huh? Help me on my journey.
I cannot. I cannot.
I'm just trying to tell you something right now. No, you will not. You will not. There will never be a day. You will not up. Not on a day that I'm here.
Oh. Well, saints, you have it.
Huh? I'm trying. No,
the preacher is packed.
I done seen some suspicious folk walk because you know your church is open. You know when you're in service. So and folk come in and they come in and you know they sitting in the back and got the hood on and. You know, they looking a little funny. Now, hey, that could be just how they dress, and I'm cool with that. But when you start, you know, you looking around. Like, I'll give you a good example. I was at the movies one time, right? I was at the movie one time, and this guy. So, you know, when at the movies, they tell you, you know, it depends on which movie you go to. They tell you these are the exits and all that stuff. So, this was right after all that last movie. Yeah, they do. They tell you this is the emergency exit. Oh. You know, after that shooting and stuff in the last couple theaters, afterwards at the Batman movie, and then it was another one. So they tell you where the exits are.
All right.
So I was at a movie theater, and this white guy stood up, and he just started walking. But he didn't, like, leave out. He was just standing in different sections of the movie theater. So I'm sitting here, and then he walks over there, and he's just standing up. And then he's looking around. And he looked around, and then he sat down over there. Then he got up, and he went over here, and then he started looking around. I said, yeah, okay, all right. Won't be today. So he got up, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, so it's like, and then at some point, because I'm trying to watch the movie. Now I can't watch the movie.
This is during the movie.
This is during the movie.
Oh.
So I'm like, and I'm looking around, everybody else watching the movie. I'm watching the dude. I say, see, I can't even enjoy the movie because this dude keep changing seats. And first of all, I'm at the theater where you buy your assigned seat. So why are you jumping from one seat to the next seat?
Right.
Why are you standing up? Why are you constantly walking? Now you're coming up here by where I'm at. See, you done got too close. All right. Yeah, that wasn't no pop can y'all heard open. Come on. Huh?
Wait a minute.
Like, what? You, like, huh? No. In my best Nate Dogg, 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Say what? I'm sorry. Let me.
That. Yeah, I don't know nothing about no guns.
Huh? I'm trying to.
I don't know nothing about them.
I'm trying to tell y'all. You got folk.
Nothing about.
It's crazy folk come to the church.
Yeah.
And then you got crazy folk go to the church. So you never know. Folk come in, you know, and you know, folk be dealing with depression and oppression and repression and suppression and, huh, keep it to yourself. What? You got to be ready for crazy people.
So don't go to the bag, have it on you.
Right. They make several lovely, until you can get matching stuff, they won't just blend right in.
Huh?
They got one look like a coach bag. It's a catch, but it ain't a coach. But
nope,
it look like.
I'm not.
And then they got the ones that fit right in your Bible. Bless somebody. Huh?
Okay, but you carry your license. And
yeah, absolutely.
Carry
have been for
stuff.
Years. For years. Even
what? Do you get road rage? Do you get on the road and you're like, I just want to pop one? Like,
no. I don't like when people cut. Like, I had a road incident Tuesday. Somebody, like, ran me off the.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was on my way to Oak Brook, and some idiot at 10 o'clock in the morning, he flying out through the exit, and it was either me hit him or hit the curb. So I had to hit the curb and. Did some stuff to my car that I'm not too pleased about. But, no, I didn't. I mean, I thought about it. The only time I've really only ever gotten full-fledged road rage, y'all pray for me, was not the car that you see, not that Charger, but the Charger I had before that, the one I got rid of. I had the car for like 3 months.
Okay.
And somebody rear-ended me on 290. I'm on my way to work downtown right between First Avenue and Des Plaines, between the First Avenue exit and Des Plaines exit, stop and go traffic, dude in this older BMW truck rammed the back of my car, and he hit me so hard you could see the imprint of his license plate in my bumper.
Oh, wow.
So we stopped, of course, and so the traffic to the right of us stopped so we can get over to the shoulder. So I get out in the middle of the expressway because I'm like, dude, He was like, oh, man, I hit you. Looked like he was even sleep high, whatever. I was like, yeah, dude, you just hit the back of my car. He was like, all right. So then the truck that was sitting here, he stopped. He said, I'm going to stop so y'all can pull over. So I pull over. Dude, take off. I said, not today, Jesus. So he flying up the shoulder and gets off at this plane. What did Dana do? Huh? I didn't do what Jesus would do. I did what Dana would do. I got off the shoulder and got off. He going down through Forest Park. We flying. Now, mind you, I done dialed 911. I called the state police. They telling me, well, did you get the license plate? I said, yeah, it's imprinted in the back of my truck. I said, but y'all can meet me where we going to be at. So we're flying through. Now, any other time you see police anywhere.
Everywhere.
But when you need one, you can't find one.
That's the truth.
So mind you, we are doing high-speed chase now through Forest Park. You know, tell me the time you ain't never drove through Forest Park and saw the police. At least
every
one.
Time I go.
We through Forest Park. We through Maywood. We through Broadview. All the way to Bellwood. And then back on the expressway again. And the only reason I stopped chasing him was because people had called to report it. And the state police called me back and said, hey, are you driving the Black Dodge Charger and chasing after the guy to hit you? I'm like, yes, I am. And I said, if I can get close enough, I'm going to shoot his dang on tires out. And they said, sir, we don't want to have to arrest you. I said, really? That's what we all saw. Eventually, then my mama called me and said, you better pull over. So, you know, there you go.
So it wasn't the state police.
It wasn't the state police, no.
It was your mom.
No, see, there's God, then there's mama, then there's the rest of y'all.
That is so
fun. That's how that worked.
Fun.
God, mama, rest of y'all.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, it was, I was heated. I had just got that car.
But they called you.
Right, because they knew. Right, because I'm like, I'm behind him. Where y'all at? Well, sir, and y'all.
Did they ever get him?
No.
Oh.
Which is why I know better. But I, you know.
Yeah,
he used to live in Berwyn.
All I'm saying is
you missed that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you. All I'm saying is
he used to live in Berwyn.
These people got to get their anger
under control. I was good.
You were good until he sped off in the shoulder
right.
And started jogging.
And he just pulled up, be like, "My bad, dude. Here's my stuff." Or I even
you chased him through 5 zip codes.
Right.
Right.
It was a hot mess.
Oh, my goodness.
It really was. It was a hot mess. Anyway, y'all, so, yeah, that was that. And then real quick, I don't know if y'all know this. Y'all know the president's press secretary resigned today, Sean Spicer. He resigned today. I guess he finally said, you know what, I'm tired of getting out here lying for this dude. I'm tired of standing up here every day because now they've gotten to the point they don't even do real press conferences anymore. They don't do the camera.
So they still haven't brought the cameras back?
No. No.
It's still audio?
It's all audio only.
What? Like?
Because, see, when you're lying, you don't want people to have to look at you. You know, it's easy to tell somebody, oh, you know when you call, well, y'all, let me help y'all out. You know when you're on the phone and you call into work and you ain't sick, but y'all don't act. I know y'all been saved all y'all life. Can I talk to the folk who's still trying to get better with the Lord? You know how you call and you hoping to get the voicemail.
Right.
And they don't answer.
Right.
Or, like, we've conveniently now, we can just get away through stuff via text.
Right.
You know, we ain't got to talk to folk no more. But, you know, it's easier to say via the phone, I ain't coming, or here's my situation, because you ain't got to see my face.
Right.
You know. But see, when you're doing them press conferences and somebody asks you a question that you know is the truth, but you got to stick to this party line lie.
Right.
So they don't
no
want,
face, no case.
No face. Right.
They've taken that to a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much how that go. But yeah, I'm just trying to help somebody. Anyway, y'all, we're gonna get right into. We're gonna take a real quick break. Is the air turned down? Did y'all come here and turn my air down?
Look at the water.
I know, right? The water's sweating. I'm sweating, and everything up in here. What in the world? In the words of a good friend of mine, Reverend Lang Turner, the devil.
I'm done.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. 5 worship leading mistakes that can hurt your congregation. It is Praise Break Friday. Y'all might well go and get you one. And I'm going to do this one because I've been thinking about this one because he's been in the hospital sick. So I'm going to give y'all this one, the one and the only Bishop Larry Donnell Trotter. We'll be right back,
tell
y'all.
Tell somebody he is wonderful. Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody he is wonderful. I brought my own shout with me. I just thought about it. I dare you to think about how wonderful he is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler Wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say Wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful. May your whole life be. I don't mean to push this point, but is there anybody that has proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about three people and say, he is wonderful.
Shout out to Pastor Larry Donnell Trotter over there at Sweet Holy Spirit, praying for you, sir. Hoping that you have a speedy recovery. I was reading something. He had some heart blockage. So I'm not sure how they're going to handle that. But he is he put that out on Facebook the other day.
He's home now.
Oh, he is home now.
Yeah, he like got transferred to ICU and
mm-hmm.
Something happened and they were praying and I believe what they thought they saw was gone and they released him that same day. That was
his
testimony on Facebook.
Well, look at God. Okay, I missed that part. Amen. Amen. So y'all look here, we got this really good article, right? One day I'm gonna pull it up myself. But we got this really good article, simply entitled Five Worship Leading Mistakes That Can Hurt Your Congregation. Y'all say, well, why are we always talking about, hey, it's Praise Break Friday. We talk about praise and worship. That's what we do. But this is going to be good. I'm going to kick this off real quick, and then we're going to be out of here in 30 minutes. Let's get this started. It simply says, five worship leader mistakes that can hurt your congregation. This article was written just about a week or so ago. You ready? You got your sight. You can see. You're all good.
I'm
ain't nothing
good.
Blocking your vision.
I'm great.
And I sent it to you a little early so you could proofread. Go for it.
Number one is being practically unprepared to lead.
Uh-oh.
This one is pretty simple. Know your music, lyrics, and chords, and know it well, and having music clearly marked with any key changes, etc. If you don't have it memorized, make sure you have your music organized and easy to read in front of you while you're leading. If you're fumbling through your chords and lines while leading, your congregation is surely going to be distracted. This will be a hindrance to them in focusing their individual and corporate attention on our God, who is most worthy of praise. Avoid drawing any unhelpful attention to yourself.
You know, I'm going to say this. It's one of my pet peeves. and I've seen this happen in a lot of different churches. Y'all done had rehearsal at least a couple of weeks in advance, you know, whatever. It shouldn't be Sunday morning, and it's time for you to get up and sing, and the musicians and the directors got to have a conversation before y'all start singing. When y'all stand up,
mm-hmm.
y'all ought to already have that song in mind. Matter of fact, as whatever was just ending, the musicians ought to already be playing said song. That's just me. I can't stand dead air in mm-hmm. services. It just does. And when you see successful churches never have those dead periods. Even if it's just waiting for the announcement clerk to walk over to the microphone, you still got something happening. It's
right.
never just this.
Like, who next?
Right. See, I'm that one be like, y'all know the program ain't changed in 35 years.
No,
it's
sir.
Time for
Cut
you
it.
To get up.
Cut it.
Huh?
Cut
Don't.
It. Out.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you do have to be prepared.
Yeah. Preparation does matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the people go, well, you don't want to over-prepare. And it's not saying that you want to over-prepare, but you prepare, and then if the Spirit chooses to do otherwise, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But the Spirit is never going to lead you outside of what you're capable of doing.
But you're not going to – I don't believe in winging the service.
Oh, God.
So when you wing it, it's noticeable, and that's pretty much what I think he's saying. Like,
yeah, no more than preaching. I don't believe in folk. Now, I know some of y'all who probably can get up and do it, and God bless your ministry. Mm-hmm. But I have not yet gotten to the point of what we call a rhema word, where I can just get up and open my Bible all week, and then I can just stand up in front of the pulpit and be like, let's turn with me to Matthew's. You know, we put S's on stuff. Matthew's. It's about three S's.
Oh.
Right. Matthew's chapter. Like, what? It's Matthew. Anyway. Yeah, I'm one who believes preparation is an absolute necessity. It's absolute necessity.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's keep going. Number two says this. Drawing attention to yourself by dressing inappropriately. We're talking about five worship leading mistakes that can hurt your congregation. I'll read again. Number two, drawing attention to yourself by dressing inappropriately. The writer says this, in this regard, it is not necessarily best to let your conscience be your guide. He says, my worship pastor, Mike Cosper, encouraged our team along these lines. As worship leaders, you are a representative face for the church. Your particular visibility communicates a lot about the church and the community. We don't want to lay out any weird expectations, but we want to make sure that we send the right message visually. Dressing down can say that we don't care about putting our best face forward, and dressing up can say, look at me. What we want to do is dress in such a way that this happens, communicates to the church that we're glad you're here, honors men and women of God, and doesn't distract from the gospel message of the songs and text.
That second one, the honors men and women.
I guess dress them in a way that, you know, that you that other people will, you know, feel, you know, that not be dishonored.
I can't.
You don't know.
I don't know about that one.
You don't know.
I'm totally gonna agree with the drawing attention to ourselves by dressing inappropriately.
Uh-huh.
And that thing there, that's been something happening in.
In a lot of churches.
Social media lately.
Yeah.
Like a little social media
but
fight this week.
That's oh, really?
Because,
mm. See, you get now, I remember, if you remember, when BET first started doing Celebration of Gospel some years ago.
Okay.
Yolanda Adams, when Open My Heart was that song, Open My Heart.
Yeah.
When that was like a hit. So we talking early 2000s or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Yolanda's a big old tall.
Yes, she is.
Tall. Well, Yolanda Adams has always dressed. She's always dressed well, but she's never been afraid to show her figure.
Right.
You know, and Yolanda had on some a little grayish, shimmery type of dress.
Mm-hmm.
But Sister Girl was wearing what they like to call some panties on.
Oh.
And you could see them through the stage lighting when, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this was social media was still fairly new.
Right.
And it went everywhere. Like that woman on stage with thong, that's underwear. So I don't, you know.
Right.
But people were offended, I guess, that they knew.
Right.
That she had them on.
But that's a conversation we had a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Like, I don't care what undergarments you have.
But I don't need to see them. Right. Exactly. So that leads to, but that's now we're talking about men and women, because these days, some of the brethren, help me, Holy Ghost, some of the brethren, y'all been wearing some pantses that's a little tight around y'all's areas.
My point, dressing inappropriately, a lot, I feel that over the years they have put that standard on women.
Women only.
Women only.
Yeah.
Lower your dress.
Yeah.
Cover your. I'm agreeing. We do. That needs to be covered.
So you believe that y'all ought to come to your. You believe your dress ought to be down to your ankle?
But these men folks.
You believe dress is supposed to be down to your ankle?
I don't believe I should be looking at all your legs.
No, I'm asking you this question. I'm asking you believe they're supposed to be down to your ankle?
I don't believe it has to be down to your ankle.
Okay. So below the knee?
If I ain't looking at your legs and you got them all glossed up.
Because y'all got some standards that's just ridiculous.
No.
So the legs should be out. So I shouldn't see. That's why y'all supposed to wear stockings, right? So we can't see y'all greased legs.
I don't know.
What you mean? I'm asking you.
Okay.
Help the brother over here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So y'all know it's always, oh, men are visual and they're imagination and they see stuff and da da da. Men like long legs and seeing you in heels and all that. So it's more so they're teaching the ladies, let's cover up so we don't distract the men. So that's where the length in that skirt, we don't want to be looking at your legs and thighs and imagining what's higher up. I don't think that your skirt should be 3 inches from your treasures. That's all I'm saying. So excuse me if I'm wrong. If you disagree, I just don't feel that it should be.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Because I'm sorry. My water went down the road.
I'm sorry.
Your skirt shouldn't be 3 inches from your treasures.
Yes.
Treasures. Pirates of the Caribbean. Treasures.
That's my opinion. And then you get happy in church, want to shout, jump, skip.
Well, that's the purpose of the shouting garment. Remember?
Nah,
you bring your own.
Nah. Bring your own attached to your skirt. There we go. Problem solved. Moving on.
I'm just asking because there's always been a double standard. And there is a difference between a custom suit, a tailored suit, and just a suit that's just too little.
I'm just saying.
Huh?
Men act like some of them don't have hips, too. Like, what this stuff don't fit?
You know, that is a weird type of situation when you see a dude with hips.
With tight pants. We do.
I'm sorry.
All right.
But I'm just saying. Speaking of, did you know that John Peake was coming to Chicago?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Number three. I ain't going to even go back there. It just came in my mind. Come on. We got 20 minutes.
Number three. Acting. Stop it. Number three. Acting like a rock star.
Okay.
It's not helpful to anyone in the congregation for you to be giving your best rock performance during gathered worship times. Save that sort of showmanship for other arenas and stages. We serve our people best when we point them to Christ. Again, we serve our people best when we point them to Christ and not to ourselves. We are not to be the performers seeking our own fame and glory.
Woo.
We are servants, the redeemed of the Lord, seeking to glorify and to make much of Christ who saved us.
Wow. Stop acting like a rock star, huh?
Stop acting like a rock star. I think when the people of God get in mind that we are not the star.
Uh-huh.
We are like the ushers. We are the directors. We are like, oh, let me show you. We're the tour guides. Let me show you Christ. Let me show you Jesus. Let me show you him.
You know what? I agree with that. But a lot of times it's not. I don't want to put it in the lap of the worship leader. A lot of times it's the people in the congregation that elevate folks to rock stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell the difference, because if he ain't singing or she ain't singing, then worship didn't really happen.
Yep. Yeah, so it's
yeah.
It's two, because sometimes you allow people to put you on that pedestal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You allow people to lift you up.
Yeah.
You allow, oh, well, such and such want to hear me sing, or such and such said they like when I direct this song, or such and such says they like. And it's, we are now doing what the people
right.
want.
Right.
And our job as the leaders, as the ones leading us into worship, we're in this position to set the atmosphere.
Right. I agree. I completely agree. I think what happens is, and there has been a case where you do have those people. And what I love is I can always tell sincere worship leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the ones that just enjoy. They're those who enjoy worship. That, and I'm not saying that they're insincere, but they just enjoy the worship.
Yeah.
And then there are those who are sincere worship leaders. But then you have those who are, you know, then you got Beyonce. You know, then you got
what?
You got either Beyonce or you got Michael Jackson. You know, you got the Beyonce or the, I'm sorry, Beyonce or Prince when it comes to the worship leaders,
okay.
who it's all about the performance. It's all about making sure you see all of this that I'm finna give you right now.
Right.
You finna get every run I got. I'm gonna give you every run, every ad lib. I'm gonna create a brand new verse
just
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't spirit led, ain't no Holy Ghost in it, but I was practicing it and I'm gonna give it to y'all this morning. That's.
So that's where you cross over from that being prepared to overly.
Uh-huh. Not,
over preparation turns into.
Now it's performance.
Yeah.
Now it's performing. And there are some who, you know, I've seen. Have you ever seen Ty Dribbitt live?
No. I mean not live in person.
I've seen him and I was always kind of torn.
Mm-hmm.
About Ty, because Ty is a performer. He appears to be a worshiper. I don't know him, you know, and I can't say I've sat in too many. I haven't been around in a church service to see the, you know, because a concert is a concert.
Right.
You know, when somebody's in concert, it's a concert.
Right.
Now I've never, you know, I would love to see those people in church.
He goes to Oklahoma a lot. I don't know why.
Oh.
When I was in Oklahoma, every week somebody's church had Ty Trippett.
Really?
I kid you not. I thought he lived there.
It's called checks.
He stayed in Oklahoma.
It's called they got a check.
Yeah, I'll be like, why is he always here?
Uh-huh.
But I never went to the church services where he was at.
Uh-huh.
But I like
yeah.
watching.
I do too. I'll give you the difference. With Ty Trippett, it always seems like, and again, don't know, it always seems like it's a performance.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see Tamela Mann, it always seems like worship to me.
Oh yeah, she goes in. If you any time you
care.
Can go in on a stage play and say, I know y'all came here for a show.
Come on, somebody.
That's my favorite. What's Done in the Dark?
Come on.
That girl sang Step Aside. She
Come on.
Made Yolanda Anthem Step Aside.
Come on.
That woman sang.
Come on. You know,
and I know y'all came here for a show, but God wants to. I said, oh, she in.
Donnie McClurkin. It's you know, and don't get me wrong, they could be performing for all we know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get a sense of,
yeah.
You know, now because there's only a few songs that certain people like. Ty Trippett, I'm a big Ty Trippett fan. Let me know. Please don't take this the wrong way. Don't, nobody. I am big Ty Trippett fan. I love that he has, that there's a group, you know, folks your age and younger that he has brought into the fold.
Yeah.
And that some he's kept in the fold.
Yeah.
So I think he's done a marvelous work. But I remember I saw him do. Everything live somewhere,
yeah.
And my God, I said okay, I'm there.
Yeah, his whole album Greater Than, like,
yes.
That's why I'm like, I don't really get the performance side of him when I watch it. I always feel like he's like in there, like I think that's his worship.
It is. He is that. I would consider Ty Trippett that David style of worship. Like, I don't care. I know this is going to look real ignorant to y'all right now. This is going to be ridiculously ignorant, but we going. And we just going to go in. And I'm start. And you know what it is? Because he just come out hardcore. There's no warm-up for Ty
yep.
Trippett. You know?
Yeah. I'm like, you ain't got to let the temperature build. It came in hot. He
right.
He into the gate.
Right, right.
And the court already hot.
Exactly, exactly. So you don't have no, there's no room there. Let's keep going, y'all. Again, we're talking about Five worship leading mistakes that can hurt your congregation. Number four says this. Uh-oh. Being swept away in personal worship ecstasy. Uh-oh. The writer says this. It is good and appropriate for us to abandon ourselves completely to the Lord in worship.
Jesus.
He says this is not about that. This worship leading mistake is about being swept away in our own personal worship experience while we're supposed to be presently leading our congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of leading them, we leave our congregation in our heavenly dust with mouths agape in wonderment at what just happened to the worship leader. It is okay to encourage your congregation to openly and extemporaneously express their worship to the Lord. I love that. Just try not to check out the room while you're leading.
Try not to check out the room.
Try not to check out and just, you know, forget that, you know, you're up there for a purpose. Don't forget your, come on. I really wanted to hear your perspective on this one.
Okay, so is he saying, like, don't get too deep into your worship?
I think he's saying is that you can get so caught up that you forget. Take it from a preaching aspect. Have you ever been preaching the word of God? You got your sermon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you didn't tear it with the Lord. You didn't say, look at God, this is the word, I'm good. And then you get up there, and then sometime in the middle of that thing, God take you somewhere else.
Right.
Now you go there. But eventually you come back to
right.
What he's saying is it's okay to go there.
Don't forget to come.
Right. Don't get happy you drop the mic and you leave. Cause you done broke out in a sprint.
Okay.
Right. And now the rest of the worship team sitting there. Well,
what we gonna do?
What y'all wanna do next?
It's so funny. There's this praise and worship leader and she said, when I'm leading worship, I got the whole mind.
Right.
She's like, I got to go in with one eye open just to make sure I finish.
Yeah.
And
I think that's, and it's not saying to restrict yourself. I don't think he's saying restrict yourself.
You can't take the people with you.
But what if they ain't going though? See, now it's just you.
And I don't know.
Is it? Don't get me wrong. I don't know about this one, Daniel. Our former praise and worship leader, I used to love because she's short. You know, Christina is short. She a little, you know. But Christina, that she got a voice that's just from heaven. God-given voice. And when she would go, you can't help but to want to go with her, though.
Right.
So, you know, and the minute she would get started, it would become contagious.
Yeah.
And you always knew, and this is what I love about when we, because we don't have a praise team anymore, but this is what I love about when it used to happen. When the older people, when that old mother who don't normally stand up, when they say all stand, but she stand up and be like, hey, wait a minute now.
Right.
You know you done tapped into something.
I'm so.
Come on now. You know you done tapped into something. And then it's like, well, just go ahead and go. I say go ahead and go. I'm not saying hold back. I understand his perspective.
I understand it, but the title of it is worship leading mistake.
Because here's the deal, let's talk about authenticity. What if you just want the people that just shout all the time just to be, you know?
Okay, well then that's different.
But I'm
talking about people that truly.
Right, but if we're taking the whole thing as a whole. Miss Shout a Lot over here. Can we sing the song? Because you might be shouting because you done forgot the word.
When in doubt, shout it out.
Hey, see, you know what? We're going to pray for you.
Yes. When in doubt.
When in doubt, just
shout it out.
Just start shouting
because
you done forgot the words of the song. No. If I can't bring my own sheet, then you can't just shout because you don't forget the word.
But you're going to bring your own sheet.
You know I am.
When in doubt, shout it out or sing it in Spanish.
You know what?
If you forgot the words,
I'm so done with
redo
you.
Redo the verse.
What if there's some Spanish people in the world?
Redo the verse
uh-huh.
in another language. I learned it from Donnie McClurkin.
Start speaking in tongues.
Yeah, but do it to the rhythm of the song. Don't mess up the flow.
I am so done with you. I am so done with you. How you?
That's my thought, and I'm sticking to it.
But you can't. I'm just saying. But you know, there are those people who just.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of number four. I agree. Like, I see it. Like, yeah, don't just leave the crowd out there.
Right,
like,
right.
You're supposed to be leading us, and we ain't being led nowhere, you know.
I mean, okay, let's look at it this way. Even if it's authentic.
Okay.
Okay.
You in the car.
All right.
Family road trip.
I knew you was going to go here.
Come on. You driving. Help me, somebody. Help me. Help me. Because, see, you driving is,
yeah.
Come on. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You driving. Come on, somebody. You driving is the equivalent of being the worship leader.
Right,
come on,
right,
somebody.
Right.
And then Tone A's Make Me Over come on the radio.
What?
Yeah, I went there because it almost got me the other day. See,
I'm tickled.
Tone A's Make Me Over.
Yeah.
Come on the radio, and you driving, and you know you got mom and them and some other folk, and you, and all of a sudden you know you
fine.
Feel that little tear come down, and in your head you were saying, if I could just pull over,
right, right,
and just get this out, or you could be like me, I have just you know I let go of the steering wheel at the minute, be like, okay Lord, let me just
Jesus take the wheel,
huh?
Okay.
But you can't do it. But you do that. But you know you got to put your eyes back on the road because you got to drive this thing. You got a destination.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Don't forget you're the driver.
That okay. I agree with that.
Okay. That's all he's saying.
I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay. I ain't saying don't shout.
Okay.
I ain't saying let the Lord use
you. I was taking
you.
It as
you were taking like
me,
don't get out like you right. Don't forget you.
I was taking it as Don't you have your moment. Don't you worship none.
I'm just saying. I think folk, you know, I just think you ought to be able to get your, you know, get your shout. Let's see. Dante Kennedy says.
Hey, brother.
Or if, what did Dante say? Hold on, let me go back and read some of these comments. All right, make sure I ain't miss nothing. Are they okay? Front pew skirt. All right. Dante says, so if you're in before the song start or during the song and you leave them standing, they're lost and the congregation is looking like, okay, what's going on? Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Dante Kennedy.
Calm down. I agree.
Huh? I like when the congregation say amen.
Let the church say.
Huh? Let that come on. Watch out now. I ain't heard that. You know, I ain't heard that in a minute. You know, they was playing it like every, you know, even like the regular radio station was playing it when it was popular.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. But let the church say amen. Oh, come on, let me stop.
Before or after R. Kelly.
Let the
song,
church say, You said before, we didn't even talk about that. Hurry up. Number five. Come on, number five.
Making a bad transition between songs or liturgy.
Mm.
Sometimes we worship leaders feel that it's necessary to segue between songs and or liturgical readings
mm-hmm.
and prayers in order to avoid any potentially awkward silence.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, don't
what?
Like silence in church.
What?
But we shouldn't be afraid or avoid the silence. Although most of our congregants will be somewhat uncomfortable in this silence, it's good for us to practice times of silent reflection, intentionally leaving room for this between songs and liturgy. Can get very helpful for our congregations.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, if we awkwardly force an extemporaneous prayer or fumble through a hasty reflection in order to transition
mm-hmm.
between songs
mm-hmm.
and liturgy and avoid awkward silence,
mm-hmm.
we might actually distract our congregants and leave them scratching their heads wondering what we just uttered and how it was relevant to our worship.
What you say about doing the song in Spanish, huh?
No,
he just right because he don't know what to.
If it's some Spanish people speaking there, I don't know what I just said just now. If it's some Spanish speaking people,
I think
there,
he just uttered in another tongue. Hey God, that should have bought a Hyundai. Hey God, yeah, I love peanut butter sandwich.
Huh? They forget the words.
I remember the praise thing. We forgot. We never knew the second verse to What was the song? Oh, my God. Vashawn Mitch, Chasing After You. No, not Chasing After You.
No, my God.
Not that one. It was another song, and we only could do the first verse.
Yeah, I didn't remember
the verse. Could not for the life of me remember
funny.
The second verse.
That's
I mean, literally, it was the funniest thing. We thought we got a kick out of it because we was like, we following the praise thing later. If she going to repeat the first verse, we going to repeat the first verse. Lead us, driver.
That's too funny. That's too funny.
Oh, God. The writer closes out with this. He says, if we prepare thoughtful and relevant transitional prayers and reflections, whether scripted liturgy is used in our services or not, we can help our fellow worshipers to ponder more deeply the gospel we're singing and declaring together. The bottom line is to be thoughtful and prayerful as we prepare for our worship services, including transitions and moments of silent reflection. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in this. Interesting. That's good.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good. This is good. So real quick, you brought it up. We got 4 minutes.
No.
I'm going to give it three. Were you ever an R. Kelly fan?
Uncle Robert?
Oh, she said uncle.
Uncle Sylvester?
I guess that means, so we do know she has listened to some other music, huh?
I don't know why
other than the gospel.
Dana, you think I'm so saved that I don't listen
y'all
to
don't
other
see
music.
My finger.
You know the gospel. Oh, my goodness.
She listens to other music other than the gospel.
Oh, my goodness.
As I lift my finger. Like, what? Huh? So you are Ara. You are a fan of Ara.
Robert Sylvester.
How you feel about what's going on with Robert?
See, I haven't really dived into it. Only thing I know is like I saw a press conference of the family. And I was like, he lying, and I turned it off.
Oh, the family of the person that was doing the thought they was lying.
Yeah, the father that was like, he has my daughter
hostage, right?
And she's 21. No, he didn't say she was 21. They were like, how old is the daughter?
Right.
My daughter?
She's 20. Right.
20.
Right.
One.
Right.
But I'll ask questions later. Let my wife speak. I was like, I'm about to go. I'm not going to play.
So the parent story is, we real quick, we ain't going to spend too much time, but the parent story is that Robert Ara Kelly, y'all know Ara. Vibe! Y'all know Ara.
Nope.
I was singing old Ara, you know. Give me that honey love. Okay, I'm sorry. Give me that honey love. Let me tell you this. The boy is bad. I ain't never going to take away from the fact that he is a freaking musical genius.
Yeah.
But the boy got a problem.
He got issues.
I know I'm going to make some people mad. But, you know, if you ever do any type of biblical studies, you know, when they read about Paul, I'm not comparing him to Paul at all, so please don't say that I am. I'm just using Paul as the example.
You're getting some emails for real now.
I am now, right? Come on with your email. But you better be biblically correct before you come challenging me. You better don't come at me with no eisegetical mess. You better exegete that scripture. But Paul says he had a thorn in his side. And biblical theologians and historians have said that Paul's thorn was he had an issue with women.
Mm.
You do some research. Ask Bishop. That's what you do. Go ask Bishop. What the thorn was. Because, see, because for years as a kid, I always thought thorn meant he physically had something.
No, some thought it was that or his vision.
Mm.
Yeah.
But his vision was fully restored.
Yeah.
So, couldn't have been his vision.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
His eyes.
It's right, he had a wandering eye. Come on, somebody. See,
I'm not going with you.
I'm just trying. Y'all better do some research.
So
come on now.
So you saying R. Kelly got thrown inside?
I'm saying that R. Kelly, the thing that keeps him from being as great as he could be is this issue. Is this issue?
Women.
Huh? He got an issue. Huh?
Mm.
If he could just touch the hem. Pray for us, please, Zavora, so we can go home.
Yeah, let's go. God in heaven, we love you. We bless you. You are a good, good father, and we love you for that. God, you lent us your son, oh God, on Calvary. He took our place, and we bless you for that, God. We thank you for this wonderful week. God, we pray for a safe weekend. We pray for a hedge of protection. God, we pray, oh God, that the that violence will not be as high as it's been, oh God. We pray that you will get the victory and you will get the glory out of everything in our lives. God, bless all churches open in your name. Sunday services shall not be the same, God. We shall go beyond the four walls and serve you and bless you. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all got to drive through this city. Please be careful and keep your
head. Yes, we will. He'll step in.
Press
up. He'll step in. When you need him most, somebody ought to praise him. Come on and give God, give God some praise. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And how many know that when you get in trouble, you can call him and he'll come to your rescue? But you can't look cute and you can't be quiet.